David Shearer, the Prime Minister says that you're not supporting the GCSB bill because Grant Robertson runs the show here and has told you not to. Is that true?
It's nonsense. What he's trying to do is to move the attention away from the fact that he can't get enough parties to support his bill. That's quite clearly what's going on here. He can't get his bill across the line. And if he was smart about this bill, he would actually be looking for the widest range of parties to support it, because it's an important piece of legislation.
But Labour won't support it no matter what. That's your position.
We've said we need a full and independent inquiry first, and if the legislation comes out of that, we would be favourable to be getting behind it at that point.
So that's your bottom line.
It doesn't have to be a long inquiry. And in fact, we're coming up to 1 year since we discovered that a spying was going on illegally. If John Key had actually got on and had an inquiry, we would have been having legislation now that would have been broad, wide-ranging, and would have addressed all of the intelligence agencies and not just trying to fix up GCSB.
John Key has ruled out Winston Peters as a governing partner for two elections in a row. Now it looks like they'll have to get together to pass this law. What does that tell us?
Well, it just tells you simply that John Key's trying to push through a piece of legislation that doesn't have very much support. I mean, this is about him avoiding embarrassment from dot-com, from illegal spying. He's fixed up this piece of legislation. He's pushing it through in a hurry, when he actually needs to, like other countries have done, stand back, do a full independent assessment of what we need, and then build legislation from that.
But are you saying New Zealand is vulnerable at the moment because the SIS and police can't do the job that they would normally do with the GCSB's help?
Well, that's rubbish, because this happened in August, and here we are in June, nearly July, and if he was thinking that we were in danger, why didn't he put legislation through in August or September last year?
How quickly could you do an inquiry?
Oh, you could do something in 3 or 4 months if he moved on it quickly. But look, I think this is very important piece of legislation that needs to have the confidence of New Zealanders. What Australia has done is set up an inquiry twice with the full endorsement of Parliament, and reported back to Parliament, and from there they went on and made changes. This is just about fixing up a piece of legislation that is causing the government embarrassment.
Do you think there's a personal element to this, that John Key needs to pass it because it's his own legislation? He's had so many problems with the GCSB.
Well, let's face it, he personally has bungled this right from day one, whether it be dot-com, the illegal spying, the appointment of Ian Fletcher. All of this is around John Key's neck, and now he wants to push through a piece of legislation and say, it's all okay. Well, it's not.
Is there any possibility of broadening the committees on consideration of the bill to meet your concerns around a broader inquiry?
No, because what this piece of legislation does is actually really only looks at the GCSB. There's another piece of work around the SIS and the merging together of these two intelligence agencies, which I find are worrying, and that's where the government's direction is going at the moment, and it needs a broader look at it rather than a narrow one.
So do you think that an inquiry could see a merger or a separation? Which would you prefer, the two agencies?
Well, that would depend on what the inquiry threw up, but our Five Eyes partner have all got quite independent agencies dealing with New Zealand spying, if you like, and international spying.
Are you suggesting there has been a piece of work done already about the merger of the two agencies?
I think that's where the direction of the government is going. There is a legislation drawn up for the SIS, which is waiting in the wings, which I haven't seen. But my indications are that the government is moving towards bringing those two agencies together. They have already moved into the same building. So it's only natural that's where the direction will go.
Are they doing that on a de facto basis already with this bill?
Well, this bill will enable that to happen much more easily. The bigger question we have, though, is that since the 1970s, we haven't had any form of assessment of our security agencies. That was at a time when we didn't even have cell phones. It's time we had a proper investigation into the way that our intelligence agencies are run, and we build the legislation from there that will give confidence to everybody.
Mr. Key said yesterday that the GCSB or SIS don't go trawling for information and then seeking warrants afterwards. Do you accept that assurance?
Well, that's what he says, and I would hope that that was the case. But what I'd like to have is an independent inquiry that would verify that and also look into the way that our intelligence is shared overseas as well. This is an area where people do not have confidence in. It's about balancing up our security with our privacy. And it's time that the government took that seriously and had an independent inquiry that would give people the real confidence it needs.
Do you think a better option than this legislation would be to give the SIS its own capability to carry out the surveillance rather than relying on the GCSB?
Well, look, I think what we're doing is all trying to be experts in an area where we need to have independence and somebody standing back and looking at it, looking at best practice overseas, being able to apply that to New Zealand and enable us to have the confidence that we need. Right now, we don't have that confidence.
Will you sit in on all the public hearings?
Yes, I'm down to them.
Will you listen to
the
submissions?
Yes, there's 120-odd submissions. I haven't had a chance to look through them yet, but I'm diaried to sit for all of those submissions, yes.
What concerns would you have about a merger of our domestic and foreign spying agencies?
Oh, look, I think there's an issue in around where you draw the line about sharing of information, sharing of intelligence. I think we would need to look at that really closely before we, in a sense, fall into that option. We need to be conscious of what we're doing if that's where we're going. But right now, we're enabling that to happen without the proper safeguards and without the proper investigation.
What did you make of the behaviour of your MPs at the Law and Order Speak Committee 2 weeks ago, where Phil Goff swore, threatened to have a fight with the Select Committee Chair, and is now the subject of a privileges complaint? Was their behaviour acceptable?
Well, that swearing obviously is not acceptable, and I accept that. But at the same time, they're pretty frustrated by the chairing of that committee. But taking it to a privileges committee, I think, it's a little at the top. I mean, surely they can sort this out within their own committee.
When did you find out that your MPs were at the Sky City box?
On the Saturday night.
So you had not had any indication that they were going there beforehand?
No.
Yeah, it's not up to them to tell you?
No, I don't check on their weekend plans. No.
How do you think Mecca did it last night on the debate there, Mr. Shearer?
I didn't see it all, but what parts I saw were really good. I mean, I've been around with her now 6 or 7 days in this campaign. She's a great campaigner. She's got a real way of interacting with people, which is terrific, and she's going to be a great voice for Eka Rua Rafferty.
So you're quite confident?
Well, look, you know, you have to be confident, but she's put everything into it, and good on her, and we've supported her as best we can.
My understanding is the police have told me that they aren't putting a submission in on the GCSB bill.
They're not?
Not. Is that a concern, given that they're one of the agencies that will benefit from those new powers?
I would have thought that they would be better to have put a submission to explain more fully why they need to have those powers. Likewise with Defence and the SIS. That's the problem with this process. All we're going to do is we're going to hear from those objectors to the bill rather than those who they believe it will enhance and be beneficial for. Why don't we have those agencies in front of our committee?
What will define success for you in the Eka Rua Rafferty by-election?
A win.
Yeah, how big a win?
Well, a win will do for me, thanks. It's getting across the line is the most important thing. There's likely to be, as we all predict, there's likely to be a poor turnout compared to a proper election. By-elections are notoriously low. In the middle of winter, they're even worse, I would imagine. The turnout will be low, but getting across the line is the most important thing.
What would low turnout say about the ability of more candidates to connect with people?
It's just the way that by-elections are run. Look, in a general election, you've got news about an election happening, you know, every day on the TV and in the newspapers and whatever. With a by-election, it's, you know, sporadic, and a lot of people just don't pick up on it. That's all. Okay, thanks very much.